95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. A big Wednesday as Ted Nugent is with us. A brand new record, Detroit Muscle, comes out on Friday. And you talked about, you know, with a guitar. Is it at all difficult to write songs in times like now? I would think not for you.
Well, if you listen to all my records, a lot of people know that I play really intense stuff. I mean, it's really high energy, Detroit rhythm and blues oriented. More James Brown and Wilson Pickett and Little Richard than anything else. That's still my motivation to this day. That still exists in musicians' lives. Everybody I know, from Sammy Hagar to Steven Tyler, no matter who it might be, they still reverberate with the original inspiration of those black heroes. So that groove, that soulfulness, that defiance, that middle finger on fire. I mean, you stop and think of Little Richard. There was an era called punk. Well, I'd like to see somebody out punk Little Richard, you know. So
right.
When you're still driven by that, but I live a real full life. I lost my brother a couple years ago, and I'm an emotional wreck. And a lot of tears, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hugging my family members. And so on this record, it was only natural that there's a song called Leave the Lights On, that everybody's going to have a heartbreak. Everybody's going to have an escape and a sexual outrage, and everybody's going to have a defiant moment. And I like to think that all those human celebrations are represented. Even on my first solo album, there was Motor City Madhouse and Stranglehold, but there was also a jazz song called You Make Me Feel Right at Home. So I live just an unbelievable, full, complete, exciting, stimulating, satisfying, gratifying life. So you're going to hear variations of all that in my music. Even in just the single song Stranglehold, it has intense, outrageous, grinding moments, but then it has some really escaping just bass and drums groove. So I'd like to think that the life's adventure, which if you're, especially when you're clean and sober, you can really identify and pursue that adventure. I'd like to think that it comes out in music. And I think all of our favorite artists have delivered that variation of emotion. I mean, Jamie's Got a Gun and Walk This Way. I mean, Sammy Hagar, Bad Motor Scooter, and Right Now. So, yeah, music is the expression of the human experience, and really, really killer musicians will deliver that in a meaningful and a very appreciative way. And by the way, thanks, here in the craziness of 2022, for celebrating my new record. I know that real music lovers are still out there, and with this unlimited communication on Facebook and all this high-tech stuff, boy, do I have an electronic campfire. I'd like to think right now, guys, this is an electronic campfire celebrating my music, and I thank you for that.
Well, that's, you know, listen, the fans know what they get, new Ted Nugent tour or an album or anything. And by the way, Florida, high alert right now, because Jacksonville, you get the Ted show on the 16th of July. Orlando, you get it on the 19th. So you're out on the road. You got a new record that you can support, as well as playing all the hits that everybody wants. But is there a song that you wish you wrote? Somebody else, another artist's song. Is there a song that when you first heard it, you were like, ah, oh, damn, that should be a Nugent song?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them, actually, because before I'm a musician, I'm a music craver. I crave killer music. I wish I had wrote I Feel Good by James Brown. I wish I wrote I Can't Drive 55 Because I Can't. I wish I wrote Street Fighting Man Because I Am.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's so many songs that I love. I mean, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. I should have wrote that damn song.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, that could be a new, and think about it. I mean, the riff would fit you, the lyric would fit you, it's perfect.
How about the music made me do it, especially the Joe Perry version, because or Let the Music Do the Talking. Yeah. I actually did write The Music Made Me Do It, because that was the name of my last record.
That's yours.
But I've always, Let the Music Do the Talking, that's really what I've always, you know, believed in. You watch an artist, and it doesn't matter. Like I really am against substance abuse. I just don't think getting drunk and dying is a good idea. That's not a party where I live. And I spent the weekend with Keith Richards at Studio 54 in 1979.
What?
So I have great friends that don't exactly adhere to my life beliefs.
Yes.
But I love them. I appreciate them. And I think as much as I rave and promote and hope that people will be clean and sober, I have to admit that spending the weekend with Keith Richards was very eye-opening.
I bet. I want to that sounds like a movie right there. I kind of want somebody to make that into a film.
Oh my God. I don't think that would be legal.
Do you have an indulgence? Is there a snack food? Is there something that you indulge that people would be surprised about you? Is there something like an indulgence?
I don't think at this point anyone would be surprised about anything about me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I understand why artists get drunk and stoned, because when you really pursue the music with everything you have, it's hard to escape it, man. I mean, it just never stops resonating and vibrating throughout your entire skeleton and your being. So luckily I have archery. I mean, everybody knows I celebrate the mystical flight of the arrow. It is a martial arts. And when you perform archery with all your heart and soul, which is how you should perform everything,
right?
When you knock that arrow, especially when you're a bow hunter and you know you're going to kill an animal to feed your family, and I donate tons of venison to soup kitchens and homeless shelters every year, so I kill a lot of animals. And it's a very powerful moment when you know you have to be conscientious about how you get that meat. Mm-hmm. And you have to kill cleanly and humanely. So when you draw the bow back, there's no communism, there's no evil, there's no crime, there's no hurt, there's no pain, there's no dishonesty. When you become the path of your arrow life, it's literally a spiritual moment of perfection. And I shoot my bow every day so that I can escape the less than desirable conditions that we see in this world.
Wow. How extremely well-worded is that, Ted? And I'll tell you, one of my greatest concert moments was I was backstage at you're headlining, Zach Wilde's first band, Pride and Glory, is opening for you. So I'm backstage interviewing Zach. I get to come out and see Ted shoot the arrow into the backdrop of the thing, you know, from side stage. One of the greatest moments ever. And you bring it live. Again, people in Jacksonville and Orlando will get you on the 16th and 19th, and the new record's out Friday. So let's all celebrate Detroit Muscle with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. We love you. Thank you so much for your time, dude.
Well, thank you, Riggs. God bless you guys. I appreciate all the music lovers out there. Have a wonderful, wonderful spring and summer. Intern Steve, go get them, baby.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, guys. Godspeed.